Let's look ahead to what is happening on Tuesday, July 14th at the gallery at Fairfield Theater Company, also known as FTC. The governor, the first select person of Fairfield, representatives from major theater organizations are coming together. And I'm excited to talk about this collaboration, Black Rock Theater, opening at FTC later this month. So I want to go back for a quick second, really focus on the local arts and entertainment scene here in Connecticut, specifically Fairfield County. Do you remember, I want to say this was late 2024, don't quote me on it, and then I think it became official news in 25. Black Rock Theater had announced that the organization would start its residency at Fairfield Theater Company. And it was a collaboration known as Black Rock Theater at FTC, and it was a really bold step for both the company and the Fairfield arts scene. And so I've been kind of waiting, honestly, to talk about these two entities coming together, especially because it's hard to overlook that we had some devastating news pretty recently. The Downtown Cabaret Theater officially closing its doors for good after decades in service at the end of June. And so I think this is really great arts and entertainment news, especially for the Fairfield County scene. So joining me now, who would be much better at talking about this than I am, Patsy Fox is here, executive director of Fairfield Theater Company, as well as Connor Dean, the executive director of Black Rock Theater. Patsy and Connor, thank you both for being on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Melissa.
You're very welcome. I want to start with you, Connor, if you don't mind. First of all, I might have the dates wrong, and feel free. This is an open platform, my guy, and I'm not always right. Do I have that date, though, that time frame about correct when Black Rock Theater decided that it was going to join forces with FTC and start a residency there?
That's right. Yeah, we announced in the fall of 2024, and then we started work at FTC in January of 2025.
So when I see here that there's this massive announcement, or I should say kind of a huge presence from our state and local leaders, later on this month, it says, opening at FTC later this month. This is Escape to Margaritaville. This is not your first performance there, or is it?
No, this is not our first performance. We are in our second season at FTC. This announcement really is something much bigger and much more exciting, and that is that we will be merging operations into FTC, as well as rehoming the Downtown Cabaret's Theater for Young Audiences.
Okay, so that's where I wanted to make sure people were following along with this timeline. So the difference between January of 2025 residency with now this is FTC is going to be your permanent home. Do I have that correct?
We are actually going to become FTC. So Black Rock Theater, as we know it from a branding perspective, is going to go away. All of the programs and education that we offer is all going to be now fully under the FTC brand.
Wow, that's amazing. And you're saying that the Theater for Young Audiences, which was part of the Downtown Cabaret Theater, that, again, serving thousands of kids a year, that will continue with FTC?
Yes, that is gonna move into the warehouse at FTC, and we're not gonna miss a season. The cabaret closed their doors in June. Their last TYA show was in May, and we'll kick right back up at the end of the fall of this year.
Wow, Patsy Fox, you guys are busy over there at FTC, huh?
Yes, we are. Lots to do.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, FTC is such a cool gem of a space. I was a Fairfield resident. I grew up in Fairfield. So, and I would take the train to Laurelton and back from the Fairfield, downtown Fairfield train station. So FTC was, constant for us. How do you expand and bring on so many entities, with all due respect, with kind of, I would say, a smaller venue? Like, you guys aren't expanding, right?
We're not physically expanding, but we're broadening our program. So we will remain on our existing campus, as you said, right in the heart of downtown, right next to the Fairfield train station. We currently have two venues, Stage One, which is a 225-seat black box theater. That's where it all began. And then 11 years ago, we expanded to renovate and take over the warehouse. That's a 640 capacity theater where we have larger acts, rentals, and now proudly theater productions.
Wow. It's so I have to ask how the entities kind of came together because so I'm going to make an analogy and feel free to tell me that it's nothing like that. That's totally cool. But I remember asking earlier this year, the Stratford, you're going to be like, where is this coming from? I promise I'll land this plane. The Stratford High School softball team, I remember they joined entities with West Haven. I believe it was Notre Dame West Haven. And at first you kind of have the Stratford kids who do their own thing, the Notre Dame West Haven girls who do their own thing. They have obviously come together as an entity. I believe this is their first season together. But at first there's kind of this idea of we do things our way, you do things your way, we have our own kind of styles, what have you, and somehow, some way it gels nicely together. How do you bring, you know, like a Black Rock theater and FTC together and have such harmony?
Sure. Well, as Connor mentioned, we have been in partnership through the residency for about a year and a half now. And so there's a lot of mutual respect and support on both sides. And because that has worked so successfully, we anticipate a very, very smooth transition to welcome the organization fully into the FTC family.
Wow. So again, we've got Patsy Fox here with FTC, Connor Dean, who is here with Black Rock Theater, which is no longer Black Rock Theater. The title is no longer going to be an entity, if you will. But what came with BRT, that is now going to fall under FTC, which is, again, very exciting. I want to remind people what is offered besides shows. You know, one of the things, Connor, you were kind of talking about was programming, for example. What is now all falling under FTC with both Black Rock Theater as well as even the former Downtown Cabaret Theater?
Yeah, sure. So Black Rock Theater's programming consists of two semesters of all things musical theater and theater. We offer about 16 classes per week for kindergarten through high school, in addition to performance opportunities for both kids and adults. Our next production is Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville in the Warehouse at the end of the month. That's a professional cast. We also produce a program called the Stephen Sondheim Awards, which is the statewide high school musical theater awards in conjunction with the National High School Musical Theater Awards, the Jimmy Awards, which takes place in New York City every year. So all of the programming that we have offered for the last 12 years is going to continue right along at FTC. Nothing's going to change from a programming perspective. This just gives us an opportunity to honestly grow and really focus on what our mission is.
Patsy, I'm curious from FTC's standpoint, you know, let's go back to 2020 and 2021, where you saw a lot of especially local theaters and theatric education programs opportunities go away because of COVID. And I mean, gosh, even at the largest of stages, you know, even seeing Broadway go away temporarily. I mean, the theater industry really went through a very rocky season for sure. And I still think to some degree we're kind of seeing the aftermath effects of it, if you will. Why has FTC continued to thrive?
Yeah, honestly, it's thanks to the support of the community. As with most performing arts nonprofits, most of the money that we make on ticket sales goes back to the artist. And in fact, only 40% of our expenses are covered through ticket sales. So we are here largely from the generosity and support of our members, our donors, and our board.
And do you feel like there has also been, because I have to imagine to some degree, you need state and even, I don't know if you got any, but federal financial support. Do you feel like FTC has gotten that in recent years?
Again, and this is really a dynamic that's industry-wide. During COVID, there was a lot of federal and state support, and that did allow FTC and others to survive during the period of COVID. coming out of COVID, unfortunately, a lot of those grants did go away. And at the same time, you know, people's behavior changed as well. People got very used to enjoying entertainment on their couch and not going out for live experiences. So, you know, we are trying to move back to encouraging people and inviting people to experience, you know, things together as a community and through live experiences.
You know, I love the arts, and boy, do we have a real treasure right here at the Fairfield Theater Company. Patsy Fox is here, as well as Connor Dean. And I say that not just because I'm biased, but FTC is pretty awesome, but also because it opened its doors to more collaborations and opportunities with other theater organizations and other theaters in general. Connor, as I mentioned, is the executive director of Black Rock Theater, which technically Black Rock Theater, the title will go away. It's going to fall now under the FTC family, but they had been doing a residency there since the fall of 2024 was when it was announced. So this is now their second season being with FTC. And will now join forces as an under one title, I should say, but also bringing some of those theater education programs tied to the Downtown Cabaret Theater, which closed its doors for good after 50 years of operating in Bridgeport, closed its doors last month. That's going to also fall under FTC as well, which is pretty cool. You had mentioned before, Patsy, that, you know, the challenge is also just the way that people are being entertained. So, you know, outside of even going to Broadway like shows or going to, you know, live entertainment shows, even going to movie theaters is kind of a thing of the past in some regard, or at least, you know, theaters had to get really clever with how to attract people. So, for example, so we're very old school. We love going to the movie theater. My 7-year-old, that is like his favorite pastime. We have a movie theater club that we're a part of. Yes, that is a membership and we are part of it. Very proud of it. But one of the things I've noticed in the last year is, for example, they've got kind of collectible popcorn buckets, and they're trying to make the experience of going back to the theater exciting again, because it is exciting and it's an experience, and it's much better. It may not be as convenient, but it is so much better than watching it on your television screen. I swear to you. What have you found you've had to do to remind people about the incredible experience and the uniqueness of going to live theater? Because that, too, is much better than watching a replay of it in HD on your couch. It just is.
That's exactly right. And that is something that we try to emphasize in our messaging. The experience of sitting together in an audience, in community, and having that shared experience is something that I think people are craving and longing for. And that's something that we collectively lost, throughout COVID. And so, yes, you can certainly sit in the comfort of your home now. A lot of people upgraded their audio video systems to make it quite comfortable. But what you lose is that sense of community and the shared experience. And so that's something that we work very hard to remind people and to invite people to come in and enjoy at FTC.
Now, I'd love to ask you, Connor, especially as we talk about educational programming. Interestingly enough, you know, as Patsy and I are talking about attracting people to go to shows, and in some regard, a lot of theaters have kind of been dealing with an uphill battle with that. I don't know if this is the way I see it, but maybe I'm wrong, so please correct me. But I feel like the opposite is true of theatrical programs. My understanding from a lot of families that I connect with through this show and just personally who have kids in the arts, those programs are pretty competitive, no? I mean, there's still a high demand for young people getting into theatrics, to go to some of these educational programs now under FTC. I would think that's still highly competitive.
Yeah, we have worked really hard to grow our robust educational programming, offering, you know, a variety of different things. And, you know, I really do credit things like a little bit earlier, but Glee, and then certainly the Hamiltons of the world have really helped to make musical theater and theater more accessible, more interesting, and honestly, more popular. So, you know, we're certainly appreciative of the big works like that that have helped, you know, in our small communities.
I've also noticed at FTC that it's not just bringing in theatrical, either, I would say, you know, so shows, obviously, or bands or artists or things like that. Something that stands out to me, Patsy, and it's because I work very closely with them, but you'll sometimes have a lot of nonprofit fundraisers happen there. So I think of the Jimmy McGrath Foundation, for example. And again, yes, it surrounds obviously musical acts, but it's you know, band friends or people who knew Jimmy. And they do kind of this fundraiser event, I know, at FTC every year. And that's really neat that the venue also goes beyond just educational and obviously entertainment, but you guys also do a lot of fundraising there. How are you able to, I guess, again, to the best level you can, how are you able to, I guess, offer all of these different opportunities under one roof?
Yes, and what you just mentioned is something that we're really proud of. We have this wonderful campus that we do make available to different families, communities, and organizations through a rental program. So half of those are for nonprofit organizations, like the ones that you just mentioned. It's also available for people to celebrate some of their happiest moments. We have hosted wonderful weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, birthday parties, retirement celebrations, and again, a really robust nonprofit community that we offer a favorable rate to help them, support their wonderful programs as well as a fellow nonprofit.
So if people want more information about show schedules, educational programming, even talking about you, talking to you about potential events, what do you suggest they do?
They can go on to our website, check out our calendar and our programming. There's contact information there. We have a robust social media platform that also gives a lot of information. And then anybody is welcome to reach out to myself or Connor as well.
Well, Patsy and Connor, I want to thank you both for what you do professionally. And thank you for giving us the time here on WICC to talk about all the exciting news and opportunities all under one roof at FTC. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Again, Connor Dean, Patsy Fox, thank you again. And for more information, I'm going to link actually their website to ours, voiceofct.com, so you can go directly there and find ways to connect with them and see what's going on at FTC. A lot of exciting stuff.